دنیای ما، جامعه ما.
Our world, our community with Debbie Amini.
روز بخیر شنوندگان عزیز، من دبی امینی هستم و در برنامه امروز سه نفر از نامزدهای انتخابات سوم نوامبر میهمان برنامه هستند. در ابتدا صحبتی خواهیم داشت با آقای هومن سالم که برای سمت سناتوری دیستریکت 27 از استیت کالیفرنیا نماینده هستند. ایشون ریپابلیکن هستند با هدف خدمت به همه ساکنین دیستریکت 27، چرا که برنامه های اصلاحی رو که در نظر دارن همه گروه ها و حزب ها رو در بر میگیره. آقای سالم خوش اومدید به برنامه امروز.
سلام، خیلی ممنون، مرسی.
مرسی که با ما هستین. چون وقت برنامه‌مون کمه من فوری میرم سر اصل مطلب. من خودم شخصا با وجود اینکه به حضور ایرانیان در سمت‌های مختلف مطرح و مهم افتخار میکنم، ولی خیلی موافق نیستم که به کسی صرفا به خاطر ملیتش، نژادش، جایی که خانم و آقا باشه رأی بدم و ترجیحم این است که ببینم چه برنامه هایی دارن که با مسائل و مشکلات چطوری برخورد بهتر و صحیح تری داشته باشن. بنابراین ازتون خواهش میکنم توضیح بدین که با به دست آوردن مقام سناتوری چه تغییراتی رو میتونین در بهبود شرایط کالیفرنیا به وجود بیارین.
I apologize, my Farsi is okay, it's not very great, so I think I understood your question, but if I can ask you to please translate that for me.
I just want to know, what are the changes that you're planning to make in California? What are your plans when you are elected to serve as a U.S. Senate?
Great question, and thank you for that. So, as an Iranian immigrant, my family moved here in 1976, and I was a very young child, and grew up in the San Fernando Valley. And I remember a time where the valley was once the 10th largest economy. Today, the way that California treats businesses is a problem. We've had over 18,000 companies leave our state just in the last few years alone, big companies as well as small companies. As a business owner, I'm living an American way of life. I'm living an entrepreneurial way of life. I love what I do. But in California, more and more, it's becoming difficult to run a business. And so my priorities include changing the way California operates as it relates to businesses, with the taxes, with the regulations. And that's the primary purpose of my campaign. Now, we have a lot of other problems in California, and I believe with the right type of leadership, a lot of these problems can be solved. For example, the homelessness. I would like to say that we do not have a homeless crisis. We have a leadership crisis, because these problems can be solved very quickly with the right people in place to solve them.
اگه اجازه بدین من یه ترجمه کوتاهی بکنم از این چیزی که تا الان فرمودین. آقای سالم فرمودن که هدف اولشون از اینکه بخوان به مقام سناتوری برسن این هست که اقتصاد بهتری رو میتونن برای کالیفرنیا به ارمغان بیارن. ایشون فرمودن موقعی که مهاجرت کردن به کالیفرنیا اقتصاد بسیار خوبی داشته. اگه اشتباه نکنم شما فقط 3 سالتون بوده وقتی که اومدین کالیفرنیا، از ایران اومدین بیرون، درست؟
3 years old.
Very nice. با توجه به اینکه 3 سالگی اومدین فارسی قشنگی صحبت میکنید، بهتون باید کردیت رو داد. هزار کمپانی این اواخر از کالیفرنیا رفتن و ایشون دوست دارن به عنوان کسی که خودشون هم الان کارآفرین هستن و انترپرنور هستن بتونن باز هم کمپانی ها رو به کالیفرنیا برگردونن و به اقتصاد کالیفرنیا رونق بیشتری بدن. هم از نظر مالیات ها ما دوچار مشکل هستیم و هم از نظر مسائل اقتصادی دیگه. هدف های دیگه ای دارن، از جمله فرمودن که میخوان این مشکل هوملسنس رو حل بکنن تا حدودی، تا جایی که امکان داره، و فکر میکنن که مشکل به خاطر اینه که لیدرشپ و رهبری خوبی کالیفرنیا نداشته. Let's go back to homelessness. We have a lot of, unfortunately, homeless people in California. And from what I'm hearing, even from other states, they're giving free tickets, like bus tickets or whatever, so they can move to California because there's better weather, like less rain, less snow.
I don't even know if that's true. ولی اگر همچی چیزی باشه واقعا این اضافه میکنه به مشکلی که کالیفرنیا داره در رابطه با مسائل افراد بی خانمان. شما چطوری فکر میکنین که میتونین این مشکل رو، حالا من نمیگم حل بکنین، فکر نمیکنم چیزی باشه که بشه یک شبه حل کرد، ولی حداقل از این موقعیتی که الان توش هستیم بهتر باشه.
Right. So the problem with the homeless crisis, you're right. We have a lot of other cities and states that are sending homeless people to California and specifically Los Angeles. There was an article in The Guardian and the headline was, "What happened to all of Salt Lake City's homeless population?" And the article went on to say that a lot of the people in Salt Lake City are paying homeless people to get on a bus and come to Los Angeles. And it doesn't take much because we're offering such a good life to the population of people that are living on the streets. And that's, you know, the problem is that these people on the streets have severe problems and drug abuse, mental health issues, right? So by giving them everything for free and telling them to stay on the streets, we're actually doing more harm to them. So to answer your question, yes, there is a truth to that, that there are people coming here from other cities and other states. That's one percentage of the population. A larger percentage are the people that, again, as I mentioned, drug abuse and mental health issues. And we certainly have a population of people that are homeless as a result of no work or not enough work. But that population of people is statistically irrelevant to the numbers that we see on the streets today. We've always had a homeless problem in Los Angeles, but this problem now has become quite extraordinary, and it's a public safety issue for them, for the people on the streets, as well as for us who live in the community. So the solution has to be looked at from a couple of different points of view. There's not one solution for everything. The mayor likes to say it's a housing problem. It's not a housing problem. We have accepted somewhere between 680,000 to 1 million undocumented people into our communities last year alone. Those people found a place to live, right? Mm-hmm. And so if you put someone who's drug addicted or mentally disabled into a home, you haven't solved the problem. That person still has a drug problem. The other person still has a mental problem. Those things need to be solved at the core. And the way you do that is you look at three pieces of legislation that has passed over the last several years: Prop 47, Prop 57, and AB 109. Now, without getting too political, the combination of these three laws has created an environment for homelessness to thrive as a community. It's made it impossible to clean the streets, and it made it impossible to provide them the help that they need. So on this ballot, we have something called Prop 20, and I urge everyone to vote yes on Prop 20, because what that does is it starts to roll back some of Prop 47, and hopefully we can bring some help to these people on the streets.
مرسی از توضیحتون. امیدوارم که واقعا این مشکل بشه حل بشه، هم برای کسایی که واقعا بی خانمان هستن، شاید همونطوری که گفتین کسایی که دراگ ادیک هستن یا منتال پرابلم دارن، شاید بشه براشون به جای هاوسینگ یه ریهاب پروواید کرد، جایی که بشه تیکرشون کرد که اینا هم بتونن هلپی بشن. و خب به هر حال مردم هم دوست ندارن که جایی که زندگی میکنن افرادی باشن بی خانمان که توی خیابون زندگی میکنن. بنابراین هر دو دسته از یک تصمیم درست دیگه استفاده بهره میبرن. اما یه اشاره فرمودین به undocumented people entering California. شاید بد نباشه یه صحبتی راجع به مهاجرت بکنیم. میخوام نظرتون راجع به کسایی که legally یا illegally وارد کشور و راجع به کالیفرنیا میشن، چون کالیفرنیا به نوعی هم به مرز نزدیکه بدونم.
بله. So ما که از ایران اومدیم، میخوام یه خورده فارسی حرف بزنم اگه بتونم. مادر پدرم که از ایران اومدن 1976، من که بچه بودم، we came to this country properly. We went through the proper channels. We did the right paperwork and became Americans. Very proudly became Americans. there is a difference between legal and illegal immigration. And up until this election cycle, using the word illegal immigration was not a problem. But now we're not allowed to say illegal immigration anymore. So when they change the definition of terms, it becomes difficult to have a reasonable conversation. My family does not want to be included, and I'm sure most Iranians that are here in America that came here properly, we do not want to be considered in the same category of people who had to come here not legally. I don't know if I make my point clear, because we very much respect this country. We came to be a part of America. We didn't come to take apart America. We came here and we didn't ask for anything. No government assistance, no welfare, nothing. My dad worked very, very hard. My mother worked very, very hard to get me and my younger brother to where we are today in life. And we're very proud to be Americans, of course, with Iranian heritage. Now, my Farsi is not so well, because when we moved here in 1976, honestly, there were no Iranians in L.A. Very, very, very few. It was interesting. I remember when I was a child, if someone was standing in line in the grocery store started talking Farsi, they became best friends with my parents. All of a sudden, it's like, wow, you're one of us. You know, today it's normal. Today, Iranians are everywhere, and that's fantastic. It's wonderful. And we respect our heritage and our culture, but we also have to understand that today, now we're in America, and everything that makes America great, well, we're a part of that. So the people, when we say illegal versus illegal, I don't believe that most people that come to this country properly want to be categorized along with people that come here illegally. Now, there's a whole conversation we can have about, well, why are they coming here illegally? There's, you know, economic problems in their countries and there's safety problems. Absolutely. But by and large, we are bringing in a lot of people into this country, for example, the MS-13 gang members. And in the San Fernando Valley, which is a big part of my district, the LA Times had a headline saying that the MS-13 has gone on a terror spree throughout the valley over the last couple of years. And it's true. The crime rates have gone up. There's a lot of issues. But I guess to answer your question, what I like to say is that as an Iranian in America today, I'm very proud to be Iranian, but I'm also equally proud to be an American. And there's nothing wrong with that. On the subject of immigration, you know, we want to make sure that we don't want to be included in the same category of people that come and don't necessarily want to be a part of the American fabric.
دقیقاً من فکر می‌کنم حتی این به نوعی میشه گفت آنفیر هم هست. با اینکه کسایی که میتونن ایلاگیالی وارد کشور بشن کسایی هستن که اغلباً در مرز آمریکا زندگی میکنن. ولی چون شما اشاره کردید به ایرانی‌ها، اگر ایرانی‌ها بخوان وارد این کشور بشن و باید مدت‌ها صبر کنن تا بتونن ورقه‌هاشون رو بگیرن، داکیومنتشون رو بگیرن، خب واقعاً فیر نیست، حق نیست که یعنی که بتونه فقط به خاطر که توی مرز زندگی میکنه راحت وارد این کشور بشه به صورت غیر قانونی. برای یه نفر که یه کشور دورتر زندگی میکنه باید مدت ها منتظر ورقه و داکیومنتش باشه. پس اینم نکته خوبی است که شما بهش اشاره کردید که با مهاجرت مخالفتی نداریم. همه ما مهاجر هستیم، فقط بهتره که به صورت قانونی انجام بشه. یه سوال دیگه بکنم ازتون، یه بحث کاملا جدا راجع به مالیات. ما میشه گفتش که we have the highest tax in California. حالا not the highest but one of the highest. مالیات هامون بسیار بالاست. Income tax, self tax, property tax. ولی چرا؟ یعنی واقعا چرا باید اینقدر تکس بالا بپردازیم؟ و به نظر میاد با قوانینی که داره گذاشته میشه شاید خیلی از تکس ها بالاتر هم بره. شما نظرتون راجع به تکس مالیات چیه؟
بله، ما کالیفرنیا has the worst tax structure, one of the worst tax structures in the country. They promised us 2 years ago, for example, that they're going to fix our roads and freeways and bridges by adding 12 more cents to the gas tax. Already we pay about 80 cents per gallon of gas, and now they put another 12 cents. That was under Jerry Brown, the previous governor. When Governor Gavin Newsom came into office, one of the first things he did was take that money and put it to other unrelated projects that's not related to the roads. So they tell us one thing and they do another. Property tax, we pay amongst the highest property taxes. Now, in 1978, we passed something called Prop 13, which was designed to protect the property owner, commercial and residential. Now on the ballot, we have something called Prop 15, which is aimed at destroying the original Prop 13. These numbers get kind of confusing. Mm-hmm. So what they want to do is separate commercial property from residential and tax commercial properties at current market rates. So if you bought a building in the 1980s, you're paying your tax based on the 1980s numbers. Now, if Prop 15 passes, they're going to reassess your property at current market value. And so your property tax will most likely double, maybe even triple. So I would urge everyone to vote no on Prop 15. There's a fundamental lack of financial management in our state, and it's nothing new. It's been going on for 25 years. The Democrats have had absolute power and absolute control of our state really since Governor Pete Wilson left office in the 90s. And there's a complete lack of understanding of finance and economics. The more they tax, the more they want. And in the situation that we're in, we almost feel like California is a third world nation now. We have rolling blackouts. We're going to have water rationing next year. They're going to allow, apparently, 50 gallons a day per household. Our roads are falling apart. You just drive down the 5 freeway through downtown L.A. and you don't feel you're in America anymore. You know, they promised us new roads. So it's a fundamental lack of financial understanding and mismanagement, really. I think before they add another penny of any new taxes, they should start looking at where can they cut back, because there's a lot of areas. And I think once I get into the Senate and I'm able to understand more completely where the spending is going, there's a lot of areas we can cut before we put another penny on the back of the California taxpayer. We're taxed to death as it is, and we're getting nothing for it.
کاملا با شما موافقم. واقعا مردم از پرداختن این همه تکس خسته شدن و در این حال در واقع هر جا که ما میریم، هر ارگانیزیشنی مثلا از پابلیک سکول گرفته، همشون دارن از این که بودجه کم دارن و اینکه از خود پدر مادرها میخوان که کمک کنن بهشون، همه جا باید فاند ریز بشه. همیشه از باجه دیفیسیت صحبت میشه در صورتی که تکس بالایی هم داریم پرداخت میکنیم. من اشاره بکنم به حریف شما در واقع یا رقیب شما در این انتخابات، هنری استرن، درست میگم اسمشو، که از سال 2016 فعالیت میکردن. اینشون دموکرات هستن و به شنوندگان عزیز توصیه همین هست که خودشون تصمیم بگیرن اگر با شرایطی که در حال حاضر هست، اگر که فکر میکنن که تغییر خوبی ایجاد شده و با نظرات آقایستان آشنا هستن، ادامه بدن که هیچی. ولی اگر واقعا دنبال روی تغییری هستین، میخواین توی این مسئله هوملسنس یه تغییر خوب ببینین، اگر که میخواین مالیاتتون اضافه نشه، اگر که میخواین پولی که به عنوان مالیات میپردازین به جای درستش بره، مشکلات مهاجرت و همونطور که شما اشاره کردین کمبود آب حل بشه، شاید بد نباشه که یک چانس تازه‌ای بدیم به دوست عزیزمون آقای سالم، آقای هلال سالم، استشاری بلدها هست، انتخاب کنیم ایشون رو برای اینکه بتونن سناتور ما باشن، صدای ما ایرانی ها باشن در سنت و در این حال برای همه در واقع که بتونن تغییراتی رو که در نظر دارن انشالله اجرا بکنن. من میدونم که شما با AB5 هم موافق نیستید، Assembly Bill No. 5، که من مهمان دیگه ای دارم که بعد از شما صحبت میکنن، خانم لونایرا مرفی، که ایشون دارن خیلی توضیح کامل میدن که AB5 چی هست و چرا مخالفن. ولی اگه میخوان خیلی کوتاه خود شما نظرتون رو بگین محبت کنین.
Right. So AB5 is a law that was passed. It's Assembly Bill 5 that eliminates independent contractors. An independent contractor is someone who determines that they have a service that they can offer and they want to provide that service to a company. Now, those services are sometimes short-term services. And it's not just in terms of a company. For example, yoga instructors, fitness instructors, private tutors, these are independent contractors. People that drive for Uber and Lyft, the gig economy, these are independent contractors. The term independent meaning you want to be in control of your your destiny, your career, how you work, when you work, and you want to be independent. Well, in California, that independence of work is now illegal. You are not allowed to be independent in California. You have to be on a company's payroll. And for a lot of companies now, like as I said at the beginning, I'm running to change the way California works with business. A lot of companies can't afford that heavy payroll, because with that payroll comes a tremendous amount of taxes that comes for every dollar you pay in wages. There's another $2 you got to pay in taxes for it in California almost. That's not the exact math, but it's pretty close. So,
من سوال باید شما رو دیگه استاپ کنم برای که داریم وقتمون تموم بشه، ولی جالبه چون مهمان بعدی ایشون دموکرات هستن، شما ریپابلیکن، ولی هر دو مخالف AB5 هستین. و اگر که شنوندگان
هنری استرم و سیا AB5 ووت کرد، هی ووتد یس فور AB5 هنری استرم.
آی نو نه مهمون بعدی برنامه ما میگم که درست بعد از شما صحبت میکنن، ایشون برای اسمبلی دارن ران میکنن. ولی بله هنری اساین کرده و میدونم که تا اینجا اپروف شده جنیوری. فقط امیدمون به این هست که شما اگر که انتخاب بشین بتونین طرفدار مشاغل کوچیک باشین و کسایی که میخوان به صورت مستقل شغل و وظیفه رو اجرا بکنن بتونن ساپورت بشن و دچار مشکل نشن. آقای سلیم، من باید در اینجا با شما خداحافظی بکنم. مرسی از اینکه وقتی دوستان، من در قسمت دوم برنامه بعد از آگهی ها با دو کاندیدای دیگه مصاحبه خواهم داشت. با ما باشید.
دنیای ما، جامعه ما.
Our world, our community. With Debbie Amini.